about this is, let me see, I think this is Tuesday, no, this is Wednesday, September 13, 2023, about to, at 10:38 in the morning, about to call Judge Drum Legal. Let me see what happens. All right. Got my iPhone kind of out of the way here, so it doesn't get interference. The recorder on a little pad pointing to me. The air conditioner is on, but I think I will turn it off. Now the AC is off, there should be a little less noise in the background. Calling 972-908-9944, I think that is correct, so here we go.
Thank you for calling the Law Office of Teresa Drum. To speak with Teresa, press 1. To send an email to David Brumling, send to... Please hold while I try to connect you. Drum Legal, this is Teresa.
Teresa, this is Udo. I sent you some emails.
Yes, you did.
I've had a stroke. I'm 84 years old, but my brain is okay. It was a stroke in the thalamus. That's essentially the switching center between the upper brain and the body. It can give you all kinds of stuff. We can talk about that later. Did you get the gist of what's talking to you? I have, as a last resort, did you get the message that I was trying to send?
I did. Udo.
Yes. Okay, the question in this particular case is, you went through that as a judge in the past with the Edom Corner, you remember that one?
Yes, I do remember Edom Corner.
Well, it was really, it's a Barris versus Edom Corner. My brain seems to be working, but I'm at the physical limits of my body. In fact, I've been not any sleep and moving stuff out of my house, and the answer is, Karen Wilson does not know the difference between a summary judgment.
Well, unfortunately, the judge does not know the difference because he's the one that ordered her to do the writ of possession.
Well, I am convinced that
she's just following the court.
I understand that. I'm trying to get back to her. There's also something, let me ask you one question in general. Simply saying that the Edom Corner had to do it, had to come out of the JP court, and it never went in there, okay? And also, the other stuff over here is that she's following the order. Essentially, as I understand it, by the Texas law, the clerk issues writs, is that correct?
She issues a writ based on the court's orders, yes.
But it has to be issued under her name and her signature, is that correct?
Correct. Well, I don't know, Udo. I haven't really researched that, but I believe that that's correct.
I know that is correct because I have researched it. I'm simply saying, I'm asking for a personal help to simply pound as a friend to instruct and inform Karen. She is being used by other parties, not necessarily Martin. She's being used that to mislead into something. And basically, I got my whole house over here. I'm dragging my stuff. I got a rental unit. I have no support of any kind. And I'm sitting here begging you, as a Christian, to talk to Karen Wilson and straighten out in her mind some of the duties that she has as a clerk and the power she has. I've talked to her before. I'm simply saying, everybody down the line, from every deputy I talked to, JP2, and he talked to Martin, and who knows what, and Martin does not know. They come out of the criminal background, but this is about to scramble up my whole life over here, all my documents, everything, my whole life, out on the street. I beg you as a Christian, and having kept you out of all this other stuff, and anything you do will be in the light of, good faith to something, I beg you to talk to Karen. I'm fixing to go in. I got some other documents. I'm going to try to express it to her herself. Essentially, she feels helpless having to do what the judge does. The whole clerk is there basically to keep order on the whole thing. I thank you for your patience, but I am begging you. I'm begging you as a Christian. I'm at the limits of my physical exhaustion. I have had no sleep, and I'm going to go back in. I'm trying to get to... I woke up, and I started writing some more documents. I beg you as a Christian, and as a friend of mine, and in justice, and all the other kind of stuff, to do this, Judge Dunn.
Okay. I have already attempted to talk to Ms. Wilson, and she's in a conference in College Station this week. She says that she will call me tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Judge Drum. I thank you very much. I've got some more writs in it that's got to make a stay, but essentially I have been told at the moment, I've talked to Deputy Hansen, and he's a good man, and I've had deputies out over here, a good man, but they do not know the law, and the answer, it has to come out. I thank you very much for making the contact. I think they cannot issue eviction. I've talked to Hansen while there is rain in the forecast. So that will be this week. Understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. It says rain, sleet, or something, but does not mention August heat before. Okay, that's a sideline. So I'm saying, I feel, I mean, the stroke completely, I couldn't do anything, rehab and who knows what, and I really believe I had a foot before that during the COVID infection in the nail, and that basically knocked out, because of the vancomycin, knocked out my hearing in one ear, and I had that problem, and I believe the vancomycin from the foot or during COVID caused the stroke also, okay? I have not had it,
okay.
So I'm begging you, and I think you've done the best thing that you can. I would appreciate you keeping me informed. To some extent, I have an iPhone that's borrowed. I cannot get an iPhone on my own because of the Terrorism Act, because I lost my Social Security card, and I've got that one back. I cannot even buy an iPhone on myself. I cannot get service. I'm working off a hotspot off the iPhone that I got from some of the kids that had something, and they're also in bankruptcy. So I sort of beg you to get in touch with Karen, and maybe even call her at night or whatever it is. Just basically get a hold. We got worldwide. We got worldwide service. I simply beg you to cut through this garbage of monkeys sitting at the computer and shoot you on the other end or drop an atom bomb and then say, I'm sorry. I beg you as a Christian, okay? I've tried not to get you involved in this. That's all I'm asking for, Judge Jones.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I thank you very much for talking to me. I will file some stuff today after I get a couple hours sleep. I thank you very much for talking to me.
Okay. Prayers for you, Udo. Okay.
Yeah. I keep praying, okay? We need more praying, okay? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm going to try to keep everybody above board and all kinds of stuff, but I'm desperate. Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.